Hi, today's October 7th, 2017. This is Comics News Podcast number 92. I'm Todd Ogasawart, my good friend Jay Stone. And wow, we've got 2 weeks in a row, Jay. We're setting a record here.
Yes, we are. That's how it used to be.
Yeah. Jay's super busy, super, super busy. So
yes, I am.
We haven't had a chance
to. So are you.
Not as busy as you, my friend. Anyway, this week we are not going to have any spoiler warnings because this is, in terms of how we usually do things, this is a pretty old movie. So this is, we're going to be talking about Spider-Man Homecoming 2017, which was out, what, 4 months ago? Maybe more?
Five months? Like beginning of summer or something.
Yeah, right? So it's been out for a while. So if you haven't seen it yet, okay, then spoilers, but we expect everybody has seen it.
Yeah, you should see it anyway.
It was a good one. So one of the things I did before we started a podcast is I looked up the Rotten Tomatoes ratings for the previous five Spider-Men, as well as this one. And we'll start by saying that the newest movie, Spider-Man Homecoming, released this year, had a 92% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire, released in 2002, had 89%. Spider-Man 2, released in 2004, had 94%. And Spider-Man 3, released in 2007, which is a disappointment to... I think Jay and I were both disappointed by that one. Got a 63%. So then they rebooted in 2012 with Andrew Garfield, The Amazing Spider-Man. That got 72%. I would call that okay, lukewarm. And then the second one with Andrew Garfield got... Amazing Spider-Man 2, released in 2014, got a mere 52%.
They had a splat.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was, well, I don't know. It wasn't terrible, but it had a lot of problems.
It wasn't good either. Yeah. I went on to Flixster.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Flixster right now. I look at usually the tomato and the popcorn rating. Popcorn rating is the people.
Right.
When I look at the popcorn ratings, the current Spider-Man,
right,
Homecoming, had the highest rating.
Really?
On popcorn, yeah, because the original Sam Raimi Spider-Man,
right,
had only 67% popcorn. Hmm. And then Spider-Man 2, the Raimi Spider-Man 2, had 81%, which to me is the best of all the Spider-Man movies. Mm-hmm.
The 2004
Spider-Man movies.
Yep.
Yes, and it's actually one of the best comic book films I've ever seen. It's just amazing. But I thought that was interesting that it only got like 81%, and then this current one is the one that's the most, at least popcorn wise, the highest rated.
Mm-hmm. And the second highest rated by critics at 92%.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a little high for me.
Mm.
I would have rated it a little bit lower. I mean, just a little bit lower. I'm kind of more like the popcorn. I'm kind of like in the high 80s versus in the 90s for me.
Yeah. And I think that's fair.
I was surprised. Yeah, I thought I was surprised how good it was, actually. I didn't think it was going to be that good. I thought they were just going to mess it all up. Because we had two really bad ones, right?
Right. The Andrew Garfield movies.
Yeah, I mean, compared to the Raimi ones. And in that case, it's like they've had three bad ones in a row, right?
Right.
Spider-Man 3,
right.
Amazing Spider-Man 1, Amazing Spider-Man 2. So it's like they don't know how to make them anymore. So right. I did not have high hopes. I didn't believe the critic ratings. It's like, I should see it anyway.
Which is kind of how I feel about DC movies, by the way. You know, with the exception of the last Wonder Woman movie. But
That was a good movie.
Yeah. But so the thing that surprised me, and actually I liked it, was they didn't rehash the origin in Spider-Man Homecoming. Which they did for both Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield movies, right? So that kind of sped things up. It both sped things up, but it also kind of, you know, there's a kind of fun things that happened in the beginning when he's Spider-Man. They also skipped the death of Uncle Ben, which I thought was interesting. Because more than anything,
You know, he got introduced in Civil War, right?
That's true.
Yeah, so it'd be weird to go backwards.
Well, but it's such a... I mean, basically, the death of Uncle Ben defines Spider-Man, right? So, I was a little disappointed, but maybe the feeling was, hey, you know what? We've gone through this twice already in the last 15 years. Let's skip it, and I was okay with that.
Do you think it's it was like they should have addressed it even in flashback?
I think that would have been okay, you know, especially if there was like a pivotal moment where, you know, he has to kind of think about what Spider-Man is all about. It would have been nice to do that. But you know what? The movie was good, so who am I to say? Unlike the DC movies, where I have a lot to say. And I
which I actually like. I like the DC movies.
Yeah.
I just love them. Actually, I love most of the comic book movies. There's very few.
Oh, boy.
That I don't like.
You are much more a forgiving viewer than I am.
I am, actually. They're the Fantastic Four movies.
Ah, please.
So, and then there's the last three Spider-Men before this.
Yeah.
And Steel.
Steel? I don't even remember that one.
With Shaquille O'Neal?
Oh, I never saw that one. That was just bad.
That was just horrible. That was really, really bad.
What do you think?
But in general, I pretty much like most of the
superhero movies,
combo movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. Actually, I really enjoy them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, a couple of things that kind of bothered me is this whole "Who is MJ" thing. I don't know.
You mean? I mean, at first I was like, "Is she MJ?" But then she's not referred to as MJ until the very end. The thing I don't like is they changed her name.
Right.
I mean, they did that on purpose to make it mysterious. So you know, is she really MJ? Is she not MJ? And then it's like a surprise at the end. But I was like, everyone already knew she was going to be MJ. So I don't understand why are you trying to hide it?
I didn't know that actually when I went to see the movie.
Oh, it was like, it had been like out there for a long time.
Oh.
Zendaya is MJ, and it created a big controversy because, you know, of the change of the character, right? Because she's normally a redhead.
Right.
Right. And then now you have this dark-haired person of mixed race, right?
Right.
Mixed ethnicity, right?
Right.
So there were some people out there who were like, you're like...
So it's the opposite of whitewashing.
Yes, the opposite, right?
Right.
So like some people online were like, oh, you shouldn't do that, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, whatever. It's a movie, right? You can change it to whatever you want if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
So I'm more interested in how did they execute it.
Yeah.
You know? And it was I actually ended up liking the character, although I thought it was just weird that they had to make her MJ. Why not just make her a different character?
Right.
I mean, if you're going to be MJ, just call her Mary. I mean, what's the big deal?
Right, exactly.
I didn't understand that part, why you had to name her Michelle.
Right.
Maybe later on we find out that her nickname's Mary.
Oh, golly. How you get Mary from Michelle, I don't know. That's...
I just thought that was too contrived. Just... She's MJ. Just call her Mary Jane.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Just let it be the way it is. You know, the way the comic is. Okay.
And how did you feel go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask you how you felt about Michael Keaton playing the Vulture.
I liked it.
It was a good portrayal.
Because I like Michael Keaton as an actor. He's such a good actor. And the thing I liked, too, is I saw Birdman.
He was awesome in Birdman.
Right? And then now he's playing Vulture, who's a Birdman.
Right. And you know, if you want to go
perfect casting,
and if you want to go way back, he was also Batman in the first two Batman movies. So
yes,
and I thought he was a great Batman. I have to say,
yeah, he was a very good Batman. Yeah. Bad Bruce Wayne, but good Batman.
Yeah,
awesome Batman. So I mean, he was a really good Vulture. I mean, the Vulture is supposed to be older, right?
Yes,
right. And the thing I liked, he was this working man, you know, trying to just do good, take care of his family, you know. And I had no idea he was going to be the father. That shocked me.
That was the weird part to me. So it made the Vulture a little bit more human, right? Like a real person, not just some bad dude.
Yeah.
Out there doing crimes.
To be honest, most of the... the thing I don't like about a lot of Marvel films is the villains are really not really good. Mm. A lot of the films, in my point of view, especially like Thor 2, Dark World, those elf kind of people. I was like, who are these people? They just don't have a lot of presence.
Right.
Like, I thought Baron Mordo was like, and Dormammu and Doctor Strange were poorly utilized.
I agree with that.
That was like, you could do so much more.
Well, I think Doctor Strange, although I enjoyed Doctor Strange, I think the villains were just all wrong. I think the Ancient One was all wrong. You know, there was just a lot wrong. The only thing good was you know, Doctor Strange and Wong.
Doctor Strange was really good.
And Wong, right? Wong was good.
Yeah. So. Yes, Wong was good. I mean, I did like Baron Mordo because I liked that actor.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce his name, but I liked the actor.
Right.
But I thought he was underutilized. He really was. But, like, this is the first Marvel villain that I really connected with and I really liked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I think, again, because he was the most human of the villains that we've seen, at least in Marvel, that I can think of.
I mean, the only other one I can think of that was like that is Dr. Octopus in Spider-Man 2.
Wow. I'm trying to think back how that one went. I can't even remember. But I'll take your word for it.
Is it Alfred Molina? I forget.
Yes.
I think it's Alfred Molina.
Yes.
Very fine actor. Very well cast. Very interesting story. He starts off good and ends up being, turns evil or whatever like that. But I mean, it was really well done.
Yeah.
But Michael Keaton was good as the Vulture. They did it right. And every time I saw him, I was thinking, Birdman. I wasn't thinking Batman. I was thinking Birdman, actually. Because he's a Birdman. And then in Birdman, it's ambiguous, right? You think that he can fly, right?
Right.
Spoiler for people who haven't seen Birdman.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it was an independent, kind of like an artsy film. So not a lot of people, a lot of people haven't seen it. But spoiler, you know?
Yeah.
He was good.
So
I did not like his friend, though.
Oh, the weapons guy or the whatever they call him. I forget him.
No. I liked all the Vultures people.
Yeah.
His crew. I loved that crew.
Yeah.
I thought they were really good. I didn't like Peter's friend.
Oh, Peter's friend. The local
I didn't
boy?
Like that guy.
The guy from Hawaii? Come on.
I didn't like him. I just was. After a while, I just found him annoying.
Well, at least he's really based on a real character.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Ned Leeds, right?
Yeah, I just...
Now, why didn't you... I liked him. I liked the character. I thought it wasn't Ned Leeds, but I liked the character. Whoever it was, I enjoyed the character.
I didn't like it because he just blurts it out.
Mm.
He blurts out the secret. Because I'm like, dude, you're like his best friend, and you can't... I mean, come on!
Yeah. So he's the opposite of Pete Ross and Clark Kent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like that part. If he didn't do that, I probably would have liked it. But because he did that one thing, I'm like, oh, man, why did they have to write that in? Couldn't they have written it in a different way?
Hard to say now, but I thought he was good as comic relief.
Oh, yeah, he's good comic relief.
I thought he was a good actor, or is a good actor. And I'm just, to me, the disappointing part wasn't the thing that bothered you. It was just... It wasn't the Ned Leeds that we know from the comic books, and I'm okay. I mean, you know, like I said, that whole MJ thing kind of threw me for a loop because I didn't know that going into the movie. A couple of other things,
that
I guess.
That must have been a big shocker for you then.
It was.
Where's MJ? Where's MJ?
Right. Right. Because Liz Allen is mentioned, you know.
Yes.
Right, obviously.
Right.
And
she's there from the very beginning, from the very first appearance. Right.
So I thought, well, Liz is there, so maybe that's why there's no MJ.
And what did you think of Flash?
That was another weird one.
I thought he was just too small.
Yeah, well, Flash is supposed to be a big hulking kind of guy, right? He's like a star football player and stuff in the comic books. But his face turn, as the wrestling fans would call it, was just way too fast for me. You know, where he goes from hating and, maybe not hating, but, you know, tormenting Peter to being his best bud.
Yeah, that didn't make sense. Because doesn't he become Hobgoblin? He becomes a villain, right?
He wants
some continuity.
I don't know, but I think Ned Leeds does.
Is it Ned or is it Flash? One of the people from the school turns evil. Maybe I'm thinking of Ned.
Let me look it up. I'm real-time podcasting here. Yes, Ned Leeds as a Hobgoblin can be seen in the...
Well, he's the Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can't see that that guy being the Hobgoblin.
Right. And we should mention that, you know, for people who aren't familiar with the original Spider-Man comic books, and by original, I mean the ones from the 60s, the Stan Lee ones.
And Steve Ditko.
Ned Leeds is kind of a third-tier character. I think he's Betty Brant's boyfriend or something. In that, you know, the early Spider-Man days, and he's kind of the, you know, that kind of character. He's an obnoxious, not like Flash, but you know, he's not really important in my opinion. So making him the best friend was a little bit surprising, you know, versus going the Peter Osborne route that the first series of movies did.
That would have been more interesting.
Yeah.
Actually. And that probably should have happened.
Right. But, I mean, they've done the whole Goblin sequence in, you know, the first movie, so it's understandable, I guess.
Yeah, but to me, Goblin is like the Joker. Like, the Joker is like, you know, the classic villain for Batman. To me, the Goblin is the classic villain for... How do you not have a tie-in to somehow?
Yeah.
You know, the Goblin. I mean, even in, like, Batman Begins, right? Ra's al Ghul was the first villain, right? But then they threw that at the very end, right? They threw in the Joker card, right? So you knew it was coming up. I would have liked to have seen something like that with Osborn. You got to have... I mean, I know Spider-Man has a really good rogues gallery, but you got to bring back the Goblin at some point, especially if you're just rebooting the whole thing. I mean... You can't not have a Goblin. That just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So I guess we'll find out in the next Spider-Man, which comes out in a couple of years. 2 years?
Yes, and Marvel, if you're listening, please make sure there's a Goblin in it. Like the Goblin.
Actually, I'm okay if they go with one of the other rogues gallery in...
Ooh, which one would you pick?
Spider-Man, boy.
Mysterio? Is it Mysterioso?
Yeah, with a big bulb head.
I want that guy. I like that guy.
He'd be interesting. Actually, I'd like to see the Punisher. I mean, he's really Daredevil, but wasn't he introduced in Spider-Man? I can't remember now.
I know he appeared in Spider-Man comics.
Yeah.
The other one I would like to see is Kraven.
Yeah. Although I was going to say, we probably won't see Punisher because he's now in the TV Netflix universe. So we probably won't see him.
Not Netflix universe, but the Netflix shows.
Right. Right. So, you know, it's, I don't know. There's so many possibilities. You know, and there's even some, I'm kind of looking at the list now.
Who else is there? Because they did Sandman. They did Goblin.
They did the Vulture, of course. They did Lizard.
They did Lizard.
Electro. Green Goblin.
Really bad Electro. Yeah.
Scorpion.
They did Goblin twice.
Nah. Crime Master. Crime Master, you know, it might be interesting to turn the Crime Master from a minor to a major villain.
I don't know.
If they want to go kind of supernatural, Morbius. If you remember him, the vampire.
Is that the vampire?
Yeah.
Isn't he good now?
Well, but, you know, he started off as a villain, right?
Yeah, but he's not a true vampire, right?
No. He's a scientific vampire, if you want to call it that.
I don't know. I'd rather see Kraven or Mysterio first.
Well, I
always like Mysterio with the bolt with the glass on his head.
You know they're not going to use
and
that.
And then the mist. I hope so.
We will see.
Somehow weave it into the story.
You know what would be interesting is Black
Just
Cat.
Just like have it on the side.
Black Cat, if you remember Black Cat.
They're going to make a movie, I thought. They're making Silver Sable Black Cat.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Sony is going to do it, I think. Yeah. Silver Sable.
I think they're doing a Venom movie, too, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, Venom is popular, right? He has his own... Does he still have his own comic?
I don't know. But I don't know. Just not interested in seeing Venom just as the main character. I also don't want to see Joker as the main character. And I know there's a Joker movie, right?
That didn't make any sense. Yeah, there is a Silver Sable and Black Cat movie.
Oh, okay.
That it's going to be Spider-Man spin-off. They're thinking about it. I don't know if it's really going to happen.
Okay. Now, going back to Spider-Man, one of the things you pointed out in our notes that I had forgotten about since it's been a couple months since I saw the movie, the 1960s cartoon theme is at the beginning of the film, which I loved. I thought that was a great homage. Yes.
When I saw it, I went, no way! That's yeah. So cool.
I know. I was so happy to see that.
That was like one of my favorite cartoons when I was a little kid.
Yeah. And also favorite theme. It's such a memorable theme, right?
Yeah. The only other one is the Batman TV show.
Yeah. I would say those two. And maybe, those are classic. Yeah. And maybe the Green Hornet because it's basically Flight of the Bumblebee. Definitely for original music, the Batman theme, the Batman TV theme, and the Spider-Man cartoon theme. Both awesome. Yeah.
Those are good.
Both truly awesome.
And did you see the pictures of Stark?
Yes.
And Erskine? Yes. The mural?
I was like, actually, I didn't notice Erskine. I saw Stark. I didn't see Erskine. I saw that in your notes. I go, oh, yeah. That
yeah, was there. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, I was like pleasantly surprised. I did not catch the Bruce Banner one, though, in the chemistry class.
I didn't pick that up
from the website. Yeah, I don't remember that one. Because it's like all these scientists at the top of the board,
right,
in the front behind the teacher, and it goes like all these famous scientists, right?
Right.
And at the photo all the way to the right of the screen is Banner.
Right.
So I didn't catch that when I first saw it, but I caught like Stark and Erskine.
I thought that was
pretty cool.
Is Spider-Man Homecoming on Netflix? I was just thinking maybe I should rewatch it. That was
No. Nah, it's not on Netflix. Because it just got released.
Because Doctor Strange is on Netflix, you know.
Yeah, but that happened like months after. Oh. Way long time after.
But that's what I mean. It happened after Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, but it's still the same year already. Oh. And it just came out on DVD. There's no way. It's not going to go onto Netflix yet.
Okay.
You know? I mean, Civil War is still on Netflix.
That's true.
Right? I think they still have Iron Man. And then they're going to lose him, right? Probably.
I need to go read that news item again about Disney. Right? I think they've got a contract to keep the movies on for a certain number of years. Uh-huh. But new movies will only appear in the Disney streaming service, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought they were going to take off more the old backlog.
But I think the catalogs, the Star Wars things and all that will eventually start disappearing too. And you'll have to subscribe to the Disney thing if you want to see it, which I don't think I'm going to do.
I'm not going to do that. I'll probably just buy it.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
If I really, really want it, like I bought Rogue One.
Right.
I bought Guardians of the Galaxy.
You did?
The first one. The first one, yeah.
That was awesome.
The first one, I rewatch it every once in a while because it's such a good film.
That's right. You told me that. I forgot about that.
It's like, of all the Marvel movies I have seen.
Right. And I should say, while we digress a bit.
It's really up there.
I'm digressing a bit. Guardians is going to show up in the next Avengers movie, right?
Yeah, because they fight Thanos, right?
Right.
It's Infinity Gauntlet.
Right.
Which, I don't know, if they don't do it right, it's just going to be too many people.
Well, the only thing I'm interested in is somebody showing, Star-Lord a new iPhone versus his Zoom.
Versus the Zoom? You didn't like the Zoom? I thought that was
hilarious.
That was such a dig.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. It's like, oh, this is what all the kids on Earth are using now. You can hold like 100 songs or whatever it was back then. What?
The sad thing is,
100 songs.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
To see that.
Okay, so what's next on our list? We've got Thor coming up. We've got
Thor.
Is Avengers this year or next year?
Next year. Justice League is this year.
Justice League is just around Christmas time.
Actually, no, it's right after Thor.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
No one's going to compete with Star Wars. No way. No way. I mean, not like a big action tentpole kind of thing.
Right.
You know? I mean, you're going to compete with Star Wars. You got to offer something different.
Right.
That's like... The other, get a different audience or people looking for something different. If you try to put like two big tent poles up, it's not
right.
Gonna Like even Justice League is like a week or two after, a couple weeks after Thor.
Well, I'm looking at it now. And let's see. Thor release date, November 3rd. Justice League release date is November 17th.
Yeah, 17th.
And then Black Panther is February.
Yeah, it's next year.
Yeah, February of next year.
I don't know why they put it in February.
Yeah, it's kind of a... I guess they're not counting it as a blockbuster, right?
I don't know.
For whatever reason.
I actually am really looking forward to Black Panther. Because that actor who plays Black Panther is really good, and the previews looked more interesting than I've seen.
Right. Maybe there's going to be a setup in there and Thor for Avengers Infinity War, which is released May 4th of next year.
And I just like how they got Wakanda. I mean, the clips I've seen, just
it looks
right. I mean, it looks like how I would expect to see Wakanda, right?
Right. By the way, next year, there's a whole bunch of movies. In addition to Avengers and Black Panther, there's Deadpool 2, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Venom, bleh. Not happy with that. X-Men Dark Phoenix, there. Aquaman, eh. And they've got that
one. Aquaman's next year?
Next year, December 21st, 2018.
Really?
That's what it says on this moviepilot.com website.
I did not know that. I thought it was going to take a little bit longer.
It also says there's going to be an animated Spider-Man film next year, December 14th.
What? Why would they do that?
I don't know. That's what it says.
It's just, that sounds nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you muddle the waters? It's like releasing, it's like when Lucasfilm released Clone Wars as a film.
Yeah.
Instead of just putting it on TV. You know? I didn't realize that. I went to go see the film.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was just actually the first few episodes of the television show. And I'm like, wait a minute.
What?
This is it? It's not ending? I thought it'd be like a, okay, this is cool. It's like a cartoon doing Clone Wars. Like, right. Fine. And then I was like, but where's the rest of it? And then it was only afterwards that I found out it was actually leading into a series. I went, what? I thought it was going to be this self-contained story. So I was disappointed. And it's much better as a television show than a film.
Yeah, that's understandable. That's understandable.
Wow, there's going to be like superhero, glut next year. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And then Han Solo comes out next year, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, young Han Solo, I think, is next year. Because Lucasfilm said they're doing one a year. The off years, right? The talk years, right? Are non-trilogy.
Right.
Films, right?
Well, lots to see. And looking forward to that. And at least, this is a good one.
Next year, which one are you looking most forward to?
For next year? Wow.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I'm going to say Avengers for next year.
To me, it's a tie between Black Panther and Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Really?
Yeah, because I did not like the last Avengers film.
Well,
The reason
I say that is because I expected to tie up all the loose ends, including whatever loose ends they have in Black Panther and Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Who's directing it? Do you know who's directing it?
Let me check.
Does it say on that website?
Let me check. Let me go back to the website, and it is Black Panther Avenger. Oops. Oh. These pop-ups. I should be running Chrome.
Pop-up blocker.
Hmm?
You need the pop-up blocker.
Anthony Russo and Joe Russo. Don't know who they are.
Well, they're the ones that did Captain America.
Oh, okay.
I think they did First Avenger.
Okay, well, they are the directors for Avengers Infinity War.
Well, it should be good then.
One can only hope. This is the one that combines Avengers and Guardians, so should be fun. And then Deadpool comes after that. Oh, wait a minute. Ant-Man comes after Avengers Infinity Wars. Okay, so maybe that sets up whatever happens in the next wave of Marvel movies.
I hope Warlock appears.
Well, they sure teased him last time, didn't they? The cocoon.
Yeah, and Guardians, that. Right? He's in the cocoon, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the whole origin is doesn't make sense. I mean, well, it makes sense, but it doesn't follow the comic.
Right. Well, actually, the comics is a little weird, right? I mean, the whole duplicate Earth thing and all of that.
I kind
of
liked it.
I mean, I liked it as a kid, but it doesn't fly.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
high evolutionary and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, in today. Well, high evolutionary, I can understand. But the whole, you know, duplicate Earth on the other side of the sun stuff is, come on, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of out there.
Yeah.
And then they had the Magus or the Magus.
Yeah. I don't know. The future version.
With the weird afro.
Right. The future version of Adam Warlock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, who starts a church? Church of Universal something or other. I forget what it was. A galactic church of sorts. So, well, we'll see. We'll see what's coming up. And in the meantime, we've got a whole bunch of TV shows. Supergirl, Flash, Arrow.
None of them have started yet, right?
Next week.
Next week they start, yeah. Because I saw Lucifer started.
Yep. Gotham started.
Really?
Okay. Yep. Gotham's...
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Okay.
And...
Did you finish watching the second episode of Inhumans?
No, I haven't even finished watching the first episode.
I can't get through the third one.
I can't get through the first one.
It's so bad.
You know, and I can't remember. I think... So I'm trying to remember which one I kept, but... my DVR one can only record two episodes simultaneously. You know, if they're on at the same time. And I think three shows are on at the same time. I think it was Inhumans, The Orville, and Gotham. And I think I dropped either Inhumans or Orville. I got to go check.
Yeah, Orville wasn't as good as it thought it'd be. I thought it'd be like Galaxy Quest.
Me too. That's exactly what enough. I said to a friend of mine. But it's not.
It's not funny enough.
No.
I don't know why. I don't know why they need more jokes. They need more zingers.
They need better writing. Is what they need.
Well, yeah, that's basically what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they need better writing.
I mean, they don't necessarily need more jokes. You know, it'd be okay, but just get the storyline straight. Either be serious or be funny, but don't try to be both. It's really hard.
Yeah, it's just not so good.
Yeah, Galaxy Quest succeeded in doing both, I think.
Oh, yeah, they were really good.
Yeah.
That movie was awesome. I think I have it on iTunes. Yeah. I watch that one every once in a while, too. A good laugh.
Yeah. I think I have it on DVD or Blu-ray, so I have it on physical media, as they say.
I don't even buy physical media anymore.
What's that?
I don't even buy physical media
anymore. I have to say I don't either, because I don't think I have anything to play it on.
I rent it, but even when I rent them, I usually wait till like the day before they're due.
Yeah.
Because I rent them from the library, and then I just watch them really fast.
Yeah.
I, like, stay up all night, and I watch, like, four or five movies.
Yeah.
But I watch them at double speed.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because my DVD player, my Blu-ray, if I press fast forward once, it runs fast.
With the sound and everything?
With the sound.
Yeah.
I hear all the sound, but I just read the, you know, the closed captions or the subtitles.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed at how many films are improved by increasing the speed.
Well, I think that if we could watch Daredevil on Netflix that way, it'd be much improved.
Oh, it would be.
Maybe four times the speed?
I wish I could do that with some of the shows. It's just like, you know, it's just like a lot of the movies are like, you're just taking way too long. Yeah. I got the point. Move on.
Got it.
You are not like Hitchcock. You cannot build up the suspense.
Yes.
You just don't know how to do it.
I agree completely.
You're not like Spielberg. I'm sorry. Just get over it and move on. I got the point.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. So those are our thoughts on Spider-Man Homecoming. I think Jay and I both enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good movie. If you haven't watched it, everyone go watch it. It's worth it.
Yep. I think it was my daughter home when that played. I can't remember if we took her to that one or if she was still in school. But in any case, I think she saw it. It's hard to remember what she sees with us when, you know, she's back home in the summer and not. But at any rate, thank you. And, you know, I was thinking one of these days we should do a K-pop podcast, but we'll think about that.
No, sure. I can talk in forever about that kind of stuff. I listen to that all the time. I was watching it last night.
Yeah? Okay, so just before we go, if you don't mind saying which song or which group were you watching or whatever?
I was watching Junu Shan.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Junu Shan, they're a rap group, mm-hmm. two rappers, Junu and Shan, mm-hmm. and they had a hit a couple years ago
mm-hmm.
called Tell Me One More Time. They have a really big hit called Mahejo, which means tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they disappeared for a long time, and then about the last 3 to 4 years, there's been a revival in Korea of 90s Gayo music,
oh.
early aughts and 90s music, right? And so a lot of groups from the 90s or early aughts are seeing a resurgence in their popularity, like a huge resurgence. And so you ever seen Infinity Challenge?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so Infinity Challenge did this show where they got these big stars from the 90s or early aughts.
Mm-hmm.
And the first part of the show is they're going around and trying to convince, quote unquote, convince these stars to come onto their show. And they're going to do this concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these fans got to, they dressed up like their favorite character, not character, but their favorite band.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to go see this concert with all these people, and they had like top people. They had like a Kim Gun-mo, they had SES, they had Turbo.
Is that the one where SES sang with what's her name from Girls' Generation? Because
they did Shu.
They couldn't get Eugene.
Eugene was pregnant or just had a baby.
Yeah,
so she couldn't show up.
Right.
So yeah, it's that one, and they had Lee Hyun Woo. No, I forget. The one who sings into her finger. I forget her name. I'd have to look it up. But she does a Mola. Mola. Mm-hmm. She's like I really like her songs. And they had I don't remember her name right now, but she's really tall. She has a very powerful voice. And they had this. They had some really good people. And then they had Um Jung Hwa. You know Um Jung Hwa?
I don't.
Um Jung Hwa is from the 90s. She's like Madonna.
Oh.
Like the Korean Madonna.
That's
the closest I can come to it. Yeah, so she's like, she has so many classics on. You know, and they even brought back like a MC who was popular in those days, back in the 90s. So they brought all these people in, and then it was really interesting to see them come back. And so anyway, Junu Shan was this big rap duo in the 90s and early in the aughts. And so because they were on that show, and then they got popular again. And so they're with a YG,
mm-hmm.
YG family.
Right.
And they cut a new record. And then that record was like a big hit in the summer of 2015. And they had like this big concert. Right. And then so I was just... Their song, Tell Me One More Time,
mm-hmm.
when they would go on to like a Music Bank and Kigayo and all the music shows,
yep.
they had this gimmick. The first time they went on, it's the two rappers, and they had this very young, up-and-coming female singer,
who, mm-hmm.
you know, and she's she sings on the record. And so the gimmick they had after they were on the first show or two, they invited other singers to play the female part. So there's like six to eight versions or something.
Yeah.
Of the same song. But every time they were on a different show, they got a different singer to come on. So Dara, D-A-R-A, she was on. The singer from the Akdong Project. I don't remember all the names.
No, Dara is 21, right? No.
To anyone?
Sistar, yeah.
No, Dara's not Sistar.
Okay, it must be 21 then, I think.
To anyone?
Yeah.
Then there was Akdong Musician. The singer, uh-huh. There's Akdong Musician is a guy and a girl, right?
Right, the brother and sister.
The girl from right, the sister from Act On Musician, then she sang, and then there was another girl I don't know, two other girls I don't really know, and then the latest singer from K-pop Star, the latest winner, I think she was the last person to sing that song with them on one of the music shows. So I just watched like every version of it, and then I started watching just on YouTube, right? Because you can go to YG Family,
right?
You can see other videos, right. And then
I should know, for people don't know, YG is a music publishing firm. They're like the second biggest in Korea, I think.
Yeah, they're
behind SM.
Some of the best, of the best people came out of YG Family.
Yeah, like the best known probably is Psy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Psy is the best. Probably the best known K-pop star in the world.
Period. Yeah.
Period. Whether deserved or not.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like.
I like his stuff. Not all of it, but I like a lot of his stuff.
I like some of it.
Yeah.
I don't like all of it. Like
I was going to say, I'm probably pronouncing her name wrong, but Baek Ji Young. She did a song like that called Ear Candy, where, you know, she has a bunch of male singers. Like guest singers to do the male vocal part with her live on stage. So, I'm familiar with that. And I think Psy does that too in one of his songs, where there's a female singer part and he's had a whole bunch of different female singers do the duet.
He switches them out.
Right.
And then I was listening to Miss A, you know, Miss A?
Yeah, which just disbanded.
Yeah, so they were JYP, right? And then I only really like one song by them.
Oh?
Yeah, and it's I Don't Need a Man.
Oh, okay. I like a couple of their songs.
4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But I really, really like it. It's probably, to me, their best song.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love watching that.
To me, it's Bad Girl, Good Girl, but okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a fun one. I was going to say before we sign off, since you're talking about the resurgence, I didn't realize there was a resurgence, but I did see that IU has an album of remakes, which I thought was interesting.
IU, I don't know who's IU.
Oh, you should look her up.
IU.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to, I like the ones from the 90s.
Oh, okay.
And the early aughts, right? So I'm like a big SES fan. Right. Did I tell you Bada was here?
Yes, you mentioned that in a podcast.
Yes. Oh, man, I should have taken the photo.
Yeah, you should have done a selfie, man.
Yeah. I never do that. I see so many celebrities and I never take the photo.
I never see any celebrities. But okay.
This is like... When is she ever? I mean, she comes back a lot to Hawaii, but whenever am I going to see her again?
Right. What's the odds, right?
Yeah, it'd be so funny if I just happened to be Forever 21 again.
Yeah,
with my daughter.
Yeah,
and she happens to be there again. Like, nuts! This is nuts.
That'd be funny. Yeah. Alrighty, so this brings an end. Comics News podcast number, what is this, 92, and I guess the preview of K-pop Views podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that one. That'd be cool.
Okay. All right, then. I will be signing off with this one, and Jay and I will talk to you again next time.